Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Our thanks to Adams Road Band for that musical introduction. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Aaron Shafawalif, my colleague at MRM. We are continuing our discussion of a group setting that took place on January 18th, 2013. It was a small group at Erdman's Publishing House. They had invited Dr. Richard Mao, the former president of Fuller Seminary, and Robert Millett to come and talk, and they opened up for a Q&A, and a friend of ours, Joel Grote, from the Institute for Religious Research, happened to be in the crowd and asked Dr. Mao about the Lorenzo Snow couplet, because Dr. Mao has more than once given the impression that the Lorenzo Snow couplet, as man is, God once was, as God is, man may be, or as in some cases, man may become, is no longer a functioning doctrine in the Mormon Church.
And I think it's worth mentioning that the reason that came out was because he was pressed for examples for that which evangelicals should apologize for misrepresenting Mormonism. So he says, we apologize. And he was asked, well, what should we apologize for? I mean, there were examples he probably could have used that were legitimate, where evangelicals have maybe gone overboard on the way we've represented Mormonism, especially some people in what you might call countercult ministry. But the bulk, the majority of the pioneering ministries, the solid ministries, have simply been quoting LDS manuals, LDS books. And so he was pressed for examples. What should we apologize? How have we misrepresented Mormonism? And one thing that came out was that he said that he has been assured by LDS BYU professors.
I think you mentioned Stephen Robinson and Robert Millett.
That the Lorenzo Snow couplet, that the theology behind it especially, has no more functioning place in the LDS Church. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he got a lot of mileage out of was Gordon B. Hinckley publicly being asked about the couplet and him saying, I don't know that we teach that. By the way, last Thursday, or was it two Thursdays ago? I forget. I talked to some Mormon missionaries at the North Gate of Temple Square, and we talked about the doctrine of becoming God and God himself having been once a mere man who became a God. And one of the Mormon missionaries said, oh, yes, we believe that. And I said, you do realize that Gordon B. Hinckley publicly said, I don't know that we teach that. I mean, you can Google that phrase, and that's what comes up, Gordon B. Hinckley. I don't know that we teach that.
Well, he had it kind of divided in half, and some have argued that he was talking more about the part about God being once a man rather than Mormons becoming gods.
Right. The focus was on the first half of the couplet, and he equivocated. We don't emphasize that anymore, that kind of thing. So Richard Mao took that as a license, as a flag that, oh, Mormonism no longer has a functioning place for this teaching anymore.
Now, how did Mormons take it, though? I mean, because there's different categories of Mormons.
I would say there's at least three categories of Mormons on this issue. One is that they simply thought, oh, he's being as wise as a serpent. This is a press interview, and he doesn't have enough time to expound on it, so he's just being smart and strategic, and he's milk before meat. And
what Millett teaches. I wonder if he's using that on Mao.
So another crowd of people who are more what we would call neo-Orthodox in their Mormon theology, they took that as a license to think, oh, we don't have to believe, we're not expected to believe this. This is something we can more confidently distance ourselves from. And then there's a whole other category of Mormons who just thought, huh?
Yeah.
Robert Millett in the Q&A, he recounts how he and Jeffrey Holland went and talked to Gordon B. Hinckley about this and said, what's going on? By the way, the very fact that Robert Millett felt like he had to ask about this, that Jeffrey Holland had to ask Gordon B. Hinckley about.
We should admit, now, Jeffrey Holland's a Mormon apostle. He's currently serving as an apostle in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And, as you stated, he had to get some clarification from Gordon Hinckley after this was spoken.
I'll read it. I'll just read it. Okay. Millett says, "Well, I talked to several of the apostles. In fact, Jeffrey Holland said, I was with Elder Holland not long ago. I'm giving him a southern accent. I'm not sure. I was with Elder Holland not long after I heard that. And I said, what's he talking about? And he said, well, I went to him and asked him, President, what do you mean? Brother Hinckley says, you know, this has created a big firestorm. And he goes on. But it was enough to me to observe. Whoa. I mean, it wasn't as though Gordon B. Hinckley says, I don't know that we teach that. I don't know that we emphasize that. And then Robert Millett, professor, Jeffrey Holland, apostles, just said, oh, yeah. No, they were confused.
They were.
The membership was confused. We're confused.
An apostle was confused.
The membership were assured at the next general conference. Gordon B. Hinckley kind of had him chuckling. He says, don't worry. I know what I'm talking about.
I know what I believe. Yeah.
So this is all important because Richard Mao has accused his evangelical brothers in Christ of misrepresenting Mormons. And we want particulars. If you're going to publicly apologize and slander and revile us, please give us some specific examples where we should be repentant, where we should feel sorrow over the way we've misrepresented Mormons. He says, well, the Lorenzo Snow couplet has no more functioning place within Mormonism. So Bill McKeever has just quoted how Lorenzo Snow couplet theology was perpetuated in the Brigham Young manual, the George Albert Smith manual, the Joseph Smith manual, and now the Lorenzo Snow manual, and conceptually still in Gospel Principles. So there's no substitute when you're studying and engaging Mormonism for simply talking to individual rank and file Mormon neighbors.
Yeah. Mao kind of reminds me of the old story, you know, where the person says that all Chinese walk in single file. At least the one I saw did. I mean, that's the kind of analogy I get from this guy. He has not talked to people on the street like we do.
It doesn't seem like
he does not answer the emails that we answer from Mormons, a wide variety of Mormons. And we find that there are very much many Latter-day Saints who do believe this, as it's been taught in their manuals, as it has been taught historically.
If you're a Latter-day Saint and you're listening to this right now and you're like, nuh-uh, well, I can tell you what. Go to GodNeverSinned.com and watch the video interviews with Latter-day Saints on the street that I talked to, and I asked them, do you believe God the Father was once perhaps a sinful mortal before he became a god? Two out of every three Mormons, roughly, tell me they believe God was once perhaps a sinful mortal before he became a god. They tell that to me, to my face, and it's been that way consistently. About two-thirds of Mormons take that position. So, but you know, you could also, people say, well, you need to go to Mormon.org. You need to read the individual profiles of Mormons. Well, go to Mormon.org. Odessa on Mormon.org says, we are all Heavenly Father's children with a potential to become gods and goddesses like him. Priscilla says on Mormon.org, to know that after we die, our relationships continue and can grow, and that we have the ability to become gods like our heavenly parents is beyond words. Ken says, we are the literal offspring of God. This is on Mormon.org.
This is there, folks, if you don't know what Mormon.org is, this is an LDS website.
This is where people can post their own stories and beliefs. Mormons can. So Ken on Mormon.org says, we have a heavenly father and a heavenly mother. They were not always gods, but became gods by learning and living eternal principles. Their greatest desire is for their children to inherit all the glory, power, and above all, the fullness of the joy that they have, you know, the joy of becoming a god.
Now, those quotes that you just cited, those are on our Mormonism Research Ministry Facebook page. You've posted them on there for people to read for themselves.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe what Aaron's saying, then I would encourage you, go to the MRM Facebook page, and you can read them.
I mean, what I'm just kind of baffled here. What more do people need? We've quoted from five different modern LDS correlated manuals. You can talk to Mormons yourselves, get a good cross sample section, talk to them yourself. You can go to Mormon.org and read this. You can read this in the historical literature.
But Aaron, this is why I'm so baffled by how Richard Mao has become the apologetic arm of the Mormon Church. He is out there defending them, and he's trying to make it sound like it's not as bad as it really sounds.
But guys, a BYU professor assured me this has no more functioning place in Mormonism. I'm sorry, if you love the Mormon people, you won't let BYU professors schmooze you over into believing that Mormonism has definitively abandoned its traditional theology.
Well, remember when you put up a clip of me doing a teaching at our church, and I was talking about how general authorities have much more priesthood authority over a BYU professor, and there was a Mormon woman who had a blog site that actually snatched that little clip of me talking and put it on her page and was agreeing with me, and other Mormons were chiming in and agreeing with me that I understood what priesthood authority meant in the Mormon church. Dr. Mao doesn't seem to get it.
What hath Provo to do with Salt Lake? The prophets and apostles in Salt Lake have more priesthood authority over the church than professors in BYU. You know, in the hymn book, in High to Kolob, which they still sing from time to time, the first stanza says, "Do you think that you could ever, through all eternity, find out the generation where gods began to be?" They sing that. So anyway, that's Mao. Richard Mao is out to lunch on this. He has accused us of misrepresenting Mormons, but what he's really done is he's misrepresented the genuine Christians who have sought to engage Mormonism with integrity and with care. I mean, MRM is always quoting the manuals, and that's our mantra now for Mao. Quote the manuals, Mao. Quote the manuals, Mao. Quote the manuals, Mao. If you're going to represent Mormonism, don't go first to quoting BYU professors. Quote the manuals.
I know that Richard Mao's not too happy with me because on a national radio show, I called on him to repent. And I just want to restate my position on that. I think he does need to repent. He has tried to discredit the good research of a lot of Christians. And he's trying to make it sound like they don't know what they're talking about, when in fact, sadly, it's Dr. Richard Mao that doesn't know what he's talking about.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Is there not much of a difference between Mormonism and Christianity? Well, actually, despite what many may think, there is. And when it comes to the sensitive and even highly charged issue that is eternal ramifications, the Christian may not know where to turn. Just trying to understand the Mormons' beliefs can be both confusing and frustrating. That's why Mormonism 101 was written, a book resource by Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson that contrasts vital doctrines such as who is God, what is Scripture, and how a person is able to go to heaven. When the two religions are placed side by side, the differences are many. Mormonism 101 is a tool that will help you better understand the doctrines of your Latter-day Saint friend, family member, or co-worker. And it even has witnessing tips available to help you in future conversations. Published by Baker Books, Mormonism 101 is available at mrm.org or ask for it at your favorite Christian bookstore. As 1 Peter 3 says, always be prepared to give an answer.